This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 276,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are more than 4 million confirmed cases. In the United States, almost 79,000 people have died. There are more than 1.3 million confirmed cases. The decision to shelve detailed advice from the nation's top disease control experts for reopening communities during the coronavirus pandemic came from the highest levels of the White House. That is according to internal government emails and documents obtained by the Associated Press. The files also show that after the AP reported Thursday that the document had been buried, the Trump administration ordered key parts of it to be fast-tracked for approval. The emails show experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention spending weeks working on guidance to help the country deal with the emergency, only to see their work quashed by political appointees with little explanation. The coronavirus crisis has sent U.S. unemployment surging to 14.7%, a level last seen when the country was in the throes of the Depression and President Franklin D. Roosevelt was assuring Americans that the only thing to fear was fear itself. The Labor Department says 20.5 million jobs vanished in April in the worst monthly loss on record, triggered by coast-to-coast shutdowns. The breathtakingly swift losses are certain to intensify the push-pull across the U.S. over how and when to ease stay-at-home restrictions and social distancing rules. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's in no rush to negotiate another financial rescue bill. His comments come even as the government is reporting that more than 20 million Americans lost their jobs last month due to the economic upheaval caused by the coronavirus. Mr. Trump's top economic advisor says the White House wants to let the last round of recovery funding kick in before committing to hundreds of billions or more in additional spending. This is VOA.